today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word, and thanks for joining us today. I hope you'll stay with us as we open the Bible and consider God's Word today. I want to ask you again if you would remember to pray for this ministry. Pray for Consider His Word. Pray for me. We are praying about expanding this ministry over the next few months. And in fact, we're already looking forward to 2020 and what God is going to do with this ministry. Right now, we broadcast over half a dozen stations across the country. And God is using this ministry. We hear from people nearly every week. People write to us about the blessing of Consider His Word. And so pray for us. Pray that God would help us to expand. We are talking with several radio stations about expanding the ministry in different cities across the country. We have several sponsors that are already going to help us, but we need more. And so would you pray about this ministry expanding and pray about what maybe you can do to help us. And as you're praying, I want to remind you about our prayer journal. It'd be a great place to put it down to remember to pray for us. These little prayer journals we've been sending out for a little over a year now, and I know for many people they are a blessing. I use mine on Wednesday night, take it to church and write down the prayer requests, and that way I can remember to pray for people all week long. Now, to get them, all you have to do is write to us. There's no obligation to send an offering. That's between you and God. But if you'd like to receive one of these little prayer journals, simply write to us. There's three ways you can contact us. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. You can contact us through the website at considerhisword.org. Now, a couple of things you'll find at the website. All of the programs are there, so if you'd like to go back and hear the earlier messages from this series, you can hear them there at considerhisword.org. But you can also contact us and just simply write to us. Again, tell us where you're hearing the program and send us an address where we can send your journal. Now, most of the requests we get actually come through the mail, so you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Bailey Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you and seeing what God is going to do as you pray for us. We've been talking about characteristics of the modern church. In fact, I believe these were characteristics of the early church. If you go back, you'll see that every one of these are there. And I believe they ought to be in a church today. And if you're looking for a church, you ought to look for these characteristics. You ought to look at your own church and see if these characteristics are there as well. And do what you can to see that they get placed in there. Now, I do want to throw this in. If you're not going to church, you need to find you a local church and be faithful in that local church. Listen, you may think, well, I don't need the church. Well, first of all, you do need the church. But secondly, the people in the church need you. And they need your encouragement. They need your prayer. They need your blessings. They need your presence there to help them worship the Lord also and be an encouragement to them. In fact, that's what the scripture says. Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. You see, the people in that church need your encouragement. That's what it means, exhorting. It means to encourage and to build up. And when you go to church, it not ought to be about what you can get out of it, but what you can give to it and how you can be a blessing in that assembly. And so these characteristics are the characteristics you should look for in every local church. Now, I know the church is not perfect. There are many problems in a church, and maybe you dropped out because of some problem. Maybe somebody said something mean to you. It shouldn't be that way. And you shouldn't blame God for that. You should do what you can to go and find a church where God can use you and where you can be a blessing. Now, here's the characteristics. The first one we talked about this is a church ought to be a place where God is glorified. Psalm 29:2, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Secondly, it ought to be a church where people love God and where people are loved. Love God, love people. And both should be evident. And maybe you say, well, they don't love me. Well, maybe you ought to go and love somebody there and somehow show your love toward them. Don't expect it to happen to you. Go and do that. Be that one that goes and shows the love of God to somebody else. So it ought to be a place where people love God, and it ought to be a place where people are loved as well. Now, today, I want us to look at another aspect, another characteristic, and this one is so important. And I believe that all of these are important, this one as well, and that is that the church ought to be a place where the gospel is preached. I think here is where many churches are failing, and where many churches are struggling is because they are not faithfully preaching the gospel, taking the word of God to everyone, to the local community, and to the world. I want to take you on a little journey through the gospels, and I want to take time to do this. And I periodically, I do this in my church, and we go through and review these again and again, just to remind ourselves of how important it is that we be preaching the gospel in our churches. So I want to go through every book of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and even Acts, and see where Jesus told us and how each gospel writer recorded the words of Jesus regarding the Great Commission. We'll start in Matthew. Matthew 28, beginning in verse 18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Now, I'm not going to take a lot of time to comment on each one of these. I just want you to see each one of them recorded a little bit differently in each of the Gospels. Here, we're to go and make disciples, baptize them. He said then to disciple them, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. We've got to do all of it. Now, the next one is in Mark. Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. Again, Jesus talking, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. There it is in a nutshell, telling us directly to go and preach the gospel to every creature. We'll go over then to Luke chapter 24, and beginning in verse 46, and he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and ye are witnesses of these things. We go over to John chapter 21, and again we have the Great Commission given to us once more in John. It's actually in John chapter 20 and verse 21. Then Jesus said unto them, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And then there's one more in Acts 1:8, where at just before Jesus had ascended, he has been crucified on the cross, he is risen from the dead, and one of the last things that he said to his disciples was in verse 8, Acts 1, verse 8, and ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Now, why did I go through all of those verses? It was so that you could see the importance and the emphasis of the Great Commission all through the New Testament. Now, in other places, even, it's mentioned that we should keep on preaching the gospel. Now, we often apply the Great Commission to world missions, and certainly ought to be. He said, go into all the world. But we should not be so concerned about world missions that we forget to preach the gospel in our very own hometown. It begins with our own local church. Someone has said, the light that shines the farthest shines brightest at home. And so we shouldn't overlook preaching the gospel in our own community. In fact, Jesus said, beginning at Jerusalem. And we start at home. We must give people the gospel. And when they come into your church, the gospel must be preached. Now, I know your preacher may be doing other Bible studies and may be doing other themes and things like that, but at some point in every message, the gospel should be preached. Give them the gospel. I'll tell you, it would be a tragedy for someone to come into your church, for someone to come into our church and not be given an opportunity to receive Christ as their Savior. I remember hearing an evangelist tell about he was so excited about taking his dad to church and his dad was going to hear the gospel and have an opportunity. He said, I'm going to take my dad forward in the invitation. And they went to church, had a great service, but the gospel was never preached. And how disappointed he was when his dad did not hear the gospel that night. We've got to tell people that God loves them, to tell them of their need for a Savior, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've got to show them how that Christ died on the cross for their sin and rose again the third day, and then give them an opportunity to be saved. Many of our churches have stopped having invitations. We ought to invite people to come to Jesus in every service so that they can know the Lord. The Great Commission is so important. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.